Where are you going? Get back over here. Going to do something I haven't done before. We're going to co-preach.
We're going to co-preach.
That's the best. You mean you got to listen to the Lord to know exactly what to say at the right time without me telling you.
Okay, praise God.
Not really. I trust the Lord. I don't trust you or me. You're talking about calling Jesus Lord. And the thing you failed to gather is that before you have Jesus as a Lord, you already have a Lord. And it's not you. You're born into sin. It's a fact. It was the curse brought on by Adam. And Satan is the ruler or God of this earth. So he is your Lord. And it doesn't matter whether you go to church. It doesn't matter whether you go to the Hindu temple or whether you practice, what's that stuff? Yoga. I always want to say yogurt. They're both pretty sickening. Yoga looks like yogurt tastes. They just try to make it look pretty. Doesn't work. It's when you choose to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, that's when you can break free of the other. That's why over in John chapter 8, verse 36, go ahead and read, Steve. All you want to mind.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Now, see, the word indeed is important here. Now, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free. If we stop there, it has a meaning. But if you carry it on to the next word, it has another meaning. The first meaning is you're cut loose from the first guy. The second meaning is you're protected by the second guy. Do you hear me? If you make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, to serve him in all that you do, then as a Lord, it is his responsibility to watch over you, care for you, and protect you. That's why in the old days under feudalism, everybody put themselves under a lord. If they didn't, they were cow fodder. They could be killed, beaten, sold into slavery, whatever anybody wanted to do. So the whole idea was find the biggest, baddest, nicest lord you could find and put yourself under him. Then nobody would touch you. You understand what I'm saying? So here, when we put ourselves under Jesus, He is our Lord. He protects us. And of course, you get this people that say, well, I've been free all my life. Nobody owns me. Of course, if you read the rest of the chapter, you'll understand you're an idiot. Amen. Just like them saying that we've been under bondage to no man. There's a Roman soldier standing over there with a sword and a shield. What is he doing there? Picking his nose? So, play your games. If you want to. Or get serious. Because there's no other way to do it. There is no other way to do it. And how do you know? How do you know if you're free indeed? When you stop doing the things you know you shouldn't do. When the attitude stops. When your attitude is to do what is right in the Lord and not do the other. Amen? Your turn.
Praise God. Well, may the Lord bless you folks, because this is really what it's all about. And we get this place going out here at Grace Ranch in particular, where this is what we walk. You're going to see the seats here filled up. Because that'll mean there'll be a place where people can come and there'll be examples they can follow. See, we're actually to be an example unto others of the way of the Lord. And if it's just one or two, it's going to remain like this. But if it's all of you in here, you're going to see this place filled up. You're going to see people learning and going forth. Some of those going forth may be you. Amen.